Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Thursday. My name's Andy Bunker. That's Randy McMichael, who's doing his best to distract himself from the reality.
Oh, no.
Watching
no,
funny
no,
videos no, of Shaquille. No, no, no. But let's come on. Let's be honest.
That's one of the funniest videos ever.
It's a funny video.
When he eats that hot chip.
Great. And, yeah.
But no.
You can't distract yourself from what is happening right now.
Oh,
okay?
No. That was a. That was bad. That was
yes,
bad,
it was.
But I tell you, I'm not going to let my sports teams drive me crazy. I will never, ever put curse or anything around anything. I just think they just didn't win, and it was bad. I mean, they got foots put in them. We were talking to bullpen.
Early.
The Cardinals came in here.
So many foots.
They came in here, kicked open the door, used the bathroom in your toilet, didn't flush. Left the banana peel on the floor, tipped over your trash can.
Crumbs in your bed.
Crumbs in the bed.
Kissed your wife with an open mouth.
Smacked her. I mean, just put tongue all in her.
And you know what you did about it? Nothing.
Got your butt kicked.
You did nothing.
Nothing.
And, like, there's a lot of things that are frustrating about it. Like, basically all of it is frustrating.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'm projecting all of the other frustrations onto this one thing. But how do you allow Ronald Acuna to get hit with a pitch intentionally, and then that pitcher comes up to bat the next inning, and you don't do anything about it? And look, I'm all for advancing past the whatever part of baseball, but I don't think that's even an unwritten rule. I think that's a damn written rule. I'm not talking about hitting guys when they bat flip and celebrate. I think that's stupid. I think that's the wimpiest, wussiest thing you can do,
right.
Superstar, and they do it on purpose. Long, and you're losing runs.
I'm going to fight.
I'm going to punch somebody. I'm sorry.
But my thing, I don't believe in hitting any retaliation with the baseball. That's just not how I get
down.
No, not
with the baseball.
But I'm going to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to fight because here's the thing. They punked the break. They really did.
They did.
They did, and it's unfortunate that happened yesterday, man. I mean, I was so excited. And I don't know why y'all mad at me and Andy. We didn't do that. We didn't go out there and play.
Well, I don't think anybody's really mad at us.
They're upset. Because of our analysis. I mean, we live in Atlanta. Of course we're going to want the Braves to win. But I said this all week. The Cardinals are not going to beat themselves. And they didn't hit a daggone home run. Had 13 runs.
Yeah, that was a big part of the first inning that was frustrating. Like, I've seen bad innings before. That was a historically bad inning. Literally no team in baseball history has ever scored 10 runs in an inning before. So, cool, we made some history yesterday. But I've never seen it like that.
Never.
Yeah, like, you know, you maybe walk a guy, hit a guy, there's a single, they're hitting the ball hard off of you, which they really weren't. They weren't hitting the ball hard off of Fulte at first, and then a grand slam happens,
yeah.
or a three-run home run happens, and then a couple more guys get on, and then another home, like, big chunks.
Yeah.
There was nothing like
that.
It was death by a thousand cuts. And I'll say this, and people might not want to hear this, and whatever, it probably doesn't matter at all anyway. I don't think Fulte was that bad at the beginning. Now, it got bad very quickly.
It got bad quickly.
But Fulte struck out Dexter Fowler and Brian McCann dropped the ball.
Yes.
Okay? Catch the ball,
B-Mac.
And I know he's retiring, and we'll talk about that at some point, which is, you know, a great career that he's had. But it's not really a time or place to be focusing on that right now. And then the error that Freddie Freeman had at first base.
And he couldn't recover.
Those two things very easily could have changed the tenor of the game. And I know it seems ridiculous.
But it's true.
To talk about a 10-run first inning and a 13-1 loss where they came in and, like you said, just flat punked you for the entire nine innings. But I think it would have been slightly different because, as we know, Fulte has done a much better job throughout this year of dealing with his emotions and getting better at being a little bit tougher and not being a little blank and all of that sort of stuff. But at a certain point, some of that stuff's just hard to overcome. And when your gold glove first baseman has a chance to turn a double play in the first inning to get out, all right, good. Wriggled off the hook. Only gave up one run. Now we can regroup and try to get this thing together. And it just spirals out of control like that. Like, there's a lot of people to blame. Basically, everyone's to blame.
Yeah, that's my thing.
But
I'm not singling.
People are going to kill Fulte.
They're going to kill Fulte. They're going to kill Freddie. Because Freddie was hurt. We all know he was hurt. And it's always, you know, after something bad happens, he shouldn't have been out there. If he would have played well, then he's so gritty and grind. You know what I'm saying? So
you really can't
win an argument. But I mean, just overall, this game shouldn't have even been five. You know, they should have. I mean, the Braves should have swept them. They should have won game one. You didn't win game two. You let them off the hook. I mean, when you have a gritty team like that with great veteran leadership, and I'm talking about the Cardinals, they win games like this. They know how to adjust, and they just, I mean, they just flat out took it from the Braves. They took it from Atlanta. And again, we got to wait all offseason again, get ready for spring training, and watch them go through this, you know, this process again, because this is a good baseball team. They're not going to fall off. It's just a fact of when we get back here next year, what's going to happen? And it's going to be the same old story when we get back here next year. You know, they lost 18 straight. I mean, that's what the narrative is going to be. And it should be that until you prove people wrong.
Right. And that's the hard part about it, is because this baseball team is very, very good. And yeah. Freddie Freeman talked about that after the game. We'll let you hear some of the audio coming up in about 15 minutes when we get to what's trending. But he's right. Like, this is a team that had all of the makings to really make a run. And you said it just a minute ago, Randy. Should have won game one, should have won game four. Very easily could have either swept the Cardinals or won this game won the series in four games. Mm-hmm. Getting to five games in the first place was already a huge loss because of the way that you lost on Monday night. Now, I don't think that they went into the game like defeated because of the way things happened on Monday. I do feel like the Cardinals had a bit more momentum coming into the game. And we both agreed yesterday the Braves were the team with everything to lose, having this game at home, having lost two games in the series the way that they had. All that being said, like, the Braves, in my opinion, and I know they lost the series, are a more talented baseball team than the St. Louis Cardinals.
I mean, but that's all well and dandy, but all that talent, and you still have nothing to show for it.
Oh, I understand.
And again,
but that's what makes it so maddening. Like, last year when you lost to the Dodgers,
they had more talent
in four. All right, you lost to the Dodgers. You're a young team. We'll be back next year. You should have beat the Cardinals this year. And you know what really sucks about it? Probably could have beat the Nationals too.
Probably.
Now you got the Nationals against the Cardinals in the NLCS. One of those two teams that you are better than, because you proved it throughout the entire season, is going to go to the World Series, which could have been you.
Yeah.
And then they're going to play whoever it might be, the Yankees, whatever, the Astros. It doesn't matter. Like, you get to that point, then you're just kind of enjoying the ride, and hopefully you can figure it out and win some games when you get to the World Series. But you're right. Now we have to sit here for another year, and all the great stuff that happened in the regular season.
And it was great. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of great stuff that happens the regular season next year. None of it really matters that much, though, until you actually win a playoff series.
I agree.
It's very frustrating for that to be the reality, because you can't do that until a year from now, and who knows what the circumstances are going to be there.
It's going to be a long off season, and there are going to be a lot of questions. There are going to be a lot of movements. This team is going to look completely different as far as, you know, some of the faces that we got to know this year and root for, because you got all these young players that seem like they're ready to go. You got some pitchers that seem like they're ready to go. We don't know what's going to happen with Josh Donaldson. Is he going to be back? I mean, because we've been told Austin Riley's the third baseman in the future. I mean, so many questions, but right now nobody wants to hear that. Be in pain right now, because it does suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.